News Release Office of the Governorlanding, MISH, on Saturday, Gov. Gretchen Whitmer proclaimed March 2025 as Women's History Month to celebrate women's accomplishments throughout Michigan's history. This month, we take inspiration from generations of strong Michigan women who broke down barriers, pushed open doors, and shattered glass ceilings, said Whitmer. Since our state's founding, women have paved the way forward for future generations to earn a higher quality education, better paying jobs, be treated fairly treatment at work, and have safer communities to live in. Together, we will keep fighting for equal rights and equal opportunity for women and make Michigan a place where anyone can thrive. The history of Michigan is full of women paving the way for a brighter and more prosperous future for all Michiganders, said Sen. Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, D., Grand Rapids. We have the honor of continuing their legacy every day and shaping a better future for our daughters, too. From Eva McCall Hamilton, the first woman elected to the Michigan legislature in 1920, to my role today as the first women Senate Majority Leader, we are connected through past and purpose in our shared mission of making our state a better place for everyone. The Michigan Women's Commission, MWC, is focused on the wealth and health of Michigan women in 2025, aligning with this year's National Women's History Month theme, Moving Forward Together. Women Educating and Inspiring Generations, said Cheryl Bergman, Executive Director of the Michigan Women's Commission. The MWC is promoting and creating pathways to generational wealth for women and their families and educating women of all ages about menopause and encouraging them to demand that women's health concerns be heard and acted on. We echo Governor Whitmer's view that our families and communities thrive when women thrive. Michigan's history is full of stories on the struggles, accomplishments, and contributions of women, said Michigan Civil Rights Commission Chair David Q. Worthams. This is a perfect moment to remind ourselves about this history, rededicate ourselves to celebrating these opportunities for women, and add to their foundation for future successes that will benefit all Michiganders. Whitmer has made it her priority to improve the lives of Michigan women and their families by uplifting their voices and spurring meaningful change through policy. The governor will continue to empower women by safeguarding their constitutional rights to reproductive freedom, education, and economic prosperity. Some of Whitmer's accomplishments for empowering women, supporting working families, and protecting the right to quality health care include: spearheaded the Michigan Women's Commission and the Women's Economic Recovery Tour to empower women and provide them with opportunities for achieving economic mobility. Provided grants to community organizations advocating for women's rights and benefits in the workplace. Lowered costs for Michigan families by providing an average tax refund of $3,150 to more than 700,000 households through the Michigan Working Families Tax Credit. Expanded free pre-K to all four-year-olds regardless of household income, ensuring all Michigan children are set up for long-term success early on. Established the Michigan Community College Guarantee, making community college free for those who need it. Signed a package of bills formally legalizing IVF and surrogacy, allowing families to make decisions best for them. Partnered with MDDHS to launch the Take Control of Your Birth Control program, expanding access to free contraceptives via 300 facilities across Michigan. Expanded Medicaid coverage for family planning services up to 195% of the federal poverty level. Allowed freestanding birth centers to gain licensure, expanding birthing options that reduce the risk of maternal and infant mortality, especially in Black mothers and children. View the full proclamation here.